Okay, what about, is it a precursor? So if you think about situations when perhaps you've been in the MDT and there's been widespread LCIS and you've seen multifocal invasive lobular cancer arising from that LCIS, clearly in that situation it is likely that it has been a precursor lesion. I'm not saying it always is, but I think our belief that it isn't a precursor lesion is not borne out in every situation. If it was a precursor lesion, we would see equal distribution of cancers of different types in these ladies. And there is now some small evidence where they're looking at those in microinvasive cases, and they've done some molecular studies. Lakhani, a pathologist who's now in Australia, has done some molecular studies on those cases and has shown that phenotypically they are the same, they originate from the same cells. What we're seeing in the more recent studies is that there is an increased risk of an ipsilateral cancer, which again pushes us more to thinking that in some situations, and again I don't know the answer to this, it does act as a precursor lesion. And I suggest when you're in the MDT and you see these cases, you try and think about that situation.